Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girlie, Dean Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Magnificent Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity while we're here vibing. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Sarah Sharp. Thank you, my love, for joining us yesterday. And family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Sway, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like a little bit, live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And you can also catch her this evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in Austin, Texas, the Elephant Room at 315 Congress Avenue, Austin, Texas, 78701. So it is written, so it shall be done. So as we move on up, so to speak, my queen, known her for a long time, I have the utmost love and respect for this very talented artist. Every time that I've had the pleasure of having her here in the zone, we've always discussed about different things, things that I didn't even know, that I haven't realized. And today is not going to be anything different. We're going to get into a lot of deep things concerning Adina Howard, things that we never discussed, but we're going to do it right here. So on behalf of the Teddy Riff, of course, the zone, is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio again my queen, the captivating and super talented Miss Adina Howard. My love, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and marinated in divine favor, baby. How are you?
Lord have mercy.
You marinated. Know it's down to the morrow, right? You know the marination is down to the morrow. Yes.
Oh, man, man, oh, man. You know, it's very rare that I get really super hyped to do my shows. But when you come on, it's a whole different stratosphere. And as I told some colleagues, I said, well, when I have her on, we're going to talk about some things we've never talked about.
Because that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. First of all, I've known this for a long time, but a lot of people may not know that you were actually blackballed in this industry. And people are not aware of that. So we're going to talk about that, the Me Too movement, the rebirth of and the resurrection of Adina Howard.
Yes,
we got a lot to talk about. First and foremost, the album, Resurrection, is incredible. For those who have yet to purchase it, you need to get out there and get this album, okay? Now, if you can sit up and afford to spend $120 or $300 on a pair of Jordans, you can go out here and spend a couple of bucks and get some quality music in life. That's first and foremost. Secondly, to get all the tour updates, make sure you go by Adina's official website. That's at www.adinahoward.com. Secondly, now, the blackballing in the music industry. Tell the listeners out there, because a lot of times people don't feel that it really exists. But you know just as well as I do, it exists. Start from the beginning and let everyone know exactly what happened and what transpired to cause this to take place.
Well, I'm just going to cut the fat and get to the meat.
There you go.
Just let it be known that being young and dumb, ignorant, coming out of my mouth, speaking in a manner that shouldn't have been spoken. And, consequences for actions, and I suffer the consequences for my actions, for my words. It's really simple.
You know what? It's amazing.
You don't insult the powers that be, because they're like, look, I can make another one of you. I can ignore you and go find somebody that's better than you. So since that's how you want to be, that's how you want to act, okay, I can show you better than I can tell you.
What was your thought process at that particular moment in time when you were going through that? What was your thought process? Was it just kind of like being shell shocked because you couldn't believe how dare they do this to me? Or you didn't take it seriously at that time, just kind of blew it off?
You know, I wasn't fazed by the situation. And I think it hit me many, many moons down the road. I think it was probably maybe about 7 to 10 years after it happened, because I would get back into the business. I would walk away from the business. Let's just let that be known. I've walked away from the business multiple times because it just became a little too much. And then in the process of being blackballed, blacklisted, whatever you want to call it, and people wanting me to get back into it, I think at that point I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and give it a try, because, you know, people are, you know, wanting to hear music again, and to realize that it was difficult to do, to know that people were not going to entertain doing any type of business with me or anyone associated with me pertaining to me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's what it is. There, every action has a reaction, and that's one of the things that people need to understand. And I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now, because hindsight is 20/20. You know, you have to go through things in order to understand. I now know why it says to be in the world and not of it. Because when you get into it and you become of that world, you get lost in it. But at the same time, you have to be of the world in order to recognize why you should just be in it. So for me, it was like, okay, I had to go in to come back out. Like, yeah, I get it now. You know, let me just go ahead and keep my ass on this side of the road. You know, stay out of the mud.
But for you, that has to be very challenging, because you've always been opinionated. You've always had the freedom to express yourself in a way that, hey, this is what it is. It is what it is. Either take it or leave it. When you sit back now and you see the things that are taking place in the industry now, and I'll be more specific. When I look at somebody like Kanye West and that little, what he did on Saturday Night Live, and just his overall erratic behavior, when you sit back and see things like that transpire, or you see Nicki Minaj and Cardi B get into it at a, an event, a fashion event in New York. When you sit back and you see the things transpire, like just overall behavior, and it seems like people feed off of it and they allow them to get away with that kind of behavior and they gain more fans. What goes through your mind when you see this?
First of all, I haven't seen it. I've only heard about
okay.
it.
Okay.
I do everything within my power to not really absorb that, because that honestly has nothing to do with me.
Right.
However, at the same time, when you look at someone like Kanye, it shouldn't be from a place of judgment, because there's a mental breakdown going on right now. And that's more of a medical situation. That's not to be entertained and to be laughed at and to throw on TMZ. That's a serious mental problem right there. And the young man needs help. And somebody needs to help him. So I'm not going to sit here and talk, you know, the only thing that I can say is that's not a good situation. And his
right.
loved ones need to get that under control. When it comes to Nicki and Cardi, you know, I've had my conflicts, you know, when I was younger. When you're young,
yeah.
you're successful, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's telling you no, and you're on top of the world, you're traveling the globe, you're doing what you do, your ego gets in the way. You know, and just because they are who they are does not mean they've matured. Just because they are who they are does not mean the hood has not left their soul. So it's like, what do you expect? Just because they got money and they have fame and they have this, that, and the third, they're going to have class? I mean, seriously.
This is true.
You know, and they're beautiful young ladies, not to take anything away from them. But when you get so much at an age where you really, it's almost like praying for, you're like, you know, I want everything. I tell people, don't pray for everything. And if you're going to pray for everything, just make sure you don't get it all at once. Because it can become overwhelming. I want it all. Well, don't ask for it all at one time. Because when you do get it all at one time and you've not ever had it before, stuff like that happens. And again, I don't see any of either one of them going to had gone to charm school. They're not debutantes. What do you expect?
Incredible.
I'm just saying.
Incredible. No, I agree with you. I remember when I had the first time I had K Michelle on the show, and you talking about somebody just being raw and just out there. Point blank, she said, "Hey, look, they've locked me out of the the record label. I'm from the hood, from Tennessee. No one has ever taught me how to be a certain way. They want to try to turn me into Beyonce, but if I've never been taught how to act or conduct myself as Lenny, what do you expect from me?" That's why when you said that, just epitomizes, you know, what you said, because we see a lot of that take place in the industry where there's no more artist development anymore.
Exactly.
There's no artist development, so there's no one to teach you, to show you how to conduct yourself in interviews, how to dress, how to walk, how to talk. And it's like now the more.
Because it's not about the artist anymore. It's about the dollar.
Right. There you go. Absolutely. And I know how you feel about social media. And social media has been, it's been an incredible launching pad where I've seen certain artists, and I'm not knocking them, that are very untalented, but they end up getting major deals. And it
okay,
just kind of.
Well, is that really a talent? You get a deal, but you don't have to have talent these days to get a deal.
This is true.
All they have to do is see a dollar sign in you. If they can put a dollar sign on your face, on your body somewhere, then they will sign you. They'll entertain. Okay, let's figure out how to make this, you know, bring this to fruition because I see it. Now let's manifest it. So it's not about talent, and I think people need to understand something. It's a business. They're in the business of making money, and should your talent be the talent that they want to exploit, you have an opportunity to experience life in a way that you never had, but at the same time understand the consequences that come with that.
Without question. I remember I took some flack years ago when I said, and I mean what I said. I said, hey, to me, the music industry is like one big pimp game. They will pimp you out, get what they need from you, and then they'll kick you to the curb real quick, fast, and hurry.
But you know, you can't have pimps without prostitutes.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
A friend of mine who's a well-known artist in this industry, and he told me, he said, Teddy Bear, if I'm going to be a hoe, I'm going to be the best hoe I can be. I said,
baby.
Okay, man.
Come on now. High price.
I said, man, I'm not mad at you. If you understand the game and this is the route that you want to go, hey, you know, God bless you.
Hey, at least you're going into it willingly. See, there's one
right.
thing to go into it willingly. There's another thing to go in it being coerced. And then there's another one to just go in blind and just totally ignorant.
Coerced. Going in blind, ignorant. That's a segue to my next topic with you, the Me Too movement. Wow. The old adage where the roosters are coming home. Back to the
coming back on the roof.
Wow. Everyone is falling like flies, from Weinstein to Bill Cosby. What do you think? Because I know you have an opinion. What is your opinion on the whole Me Too movement now?
I try not to have an opinion, and I try not to focus on the Me Too movement. I really do. Again, because if there's a lot of energy that's tied to it, that is not
right.
That doesn't sit well with my frequency, my soul. So I do my best to not delve into that and get caught up in it. However, for the women that are speaking their truth, I pray they find justice. I pray that they get justice. For the women that are capitalizing, the women that are judging or wanting to destroy someone due to their ego, being hurt, whatever the case may be. Because they say a woman scorned, you know, that's a woman you don't want to deal with.
Right.
So the women who are out here using it to benefit, to be a benefactor of that, shame on you. And I hope that you get prosecuted. Because one thing for me is it's not fair to sit there and accuse these men if they're not guilty. You're ruining somebody's life. And there's no amount of money that should be gained from that. Because the seed you sow will grow. So for the women that are out there being trifling, I hope you get yours one day. For the women that are going through it and the hashtag MeToo is real for them, I pray that they get their justice and they find peace. Because just because you get justice does not mean you find peace. And I pray that they find peace and closure.
Well, you know me. I have an opinion. It's just some of the things that I've seen. I'm like, wow. I'm like, let me kind of narrow it down. I look at what happened with Bill Cosby. And I said to myself, I said, I find it very interesting that a lot of this took place 20, some 30 odd years ago. A lot of this has taken place. And when it came to a particular point in time, when Bill Cosby was on the crust of purchasing NBC, all of a sudden, I'm seeing women out of the woodwork accusing him of rape.
Okay, did y'all think that karma had an expiration date?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, okay,
not.
Karma has an expiration date.
Absolutely.
It doesn't. I don't care 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, you know, century, whatever. Karma doesn't have an expiration date. Granted, yes, NBC, and I've heard all of that before. But when it's all said and done, the seed you sow will grow.
Without question. Without question.
And it doesn't matter how long ago you've sown those seeds. Karma's going to come back and get that ass because there's a debt that you need to pay. I'm just saying.
This is true. I cannot argue with that. I just, like you said, you have some people out there who are being really sincere on what happened and what took place in their lives. Then you have other ones who are just basically exploiting it to get money or do something that's just negative.
Or the fame or whatever, because, you know, reality TV is where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if I can get my face shown on television in any kind of manner, because I'm seeking attention, maybe, just maybe, I can get on a reality show. Hell, let's think about it. Right now, the White House is the biggest reality TV show that's existing on television today.
Lord have mercy. Speaking into fruition.
Come on,
my love.
We got The Apprentice in the White House. For real. In real life, y'all, seriously. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, so for me, I look at all of this and, like, again, like you said, those out there being crass and disrespectful, you have no idea what you are doing to yourself. But go ahead if you think that works for you. Because just like you're trying to take somebody down, at some point you're going to be taken down too.
Yeah. It's amazing. I remember you made a comment before. You said it's amazing what people will do. They'll sell their soul for 15 minutes.
But how you going to sell your soul and it ain't even yours to sell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, what are you selling? You're leasing it out.
Yeah.
You can't sell nothing. I'm just saying.
I'm leasing it out. I got to remember that when you're leasing your soul. You are leasing your soul out. That's deep. But it's true, though. It's definitely true. You've gone through your own. Like I said, as I find it apropos, the album Resurrection, you are completely different than the person that I knew 15, 20 years ago. The Dina Howard that I knew 15, 20 years ago, arrogant, brash, will read you up and down and cuss you out in a heartbeat. in a heartbeat and wouldn't give it a second thought, no matter who you were. And now, the Adina Howard of 2018.
We'll still cuss you out, but go ahead.
Oh, I know you cuss you out, but it'll take a lot more to push the button. You've acquired more. You've acquired a lot more zen to your. A lot more zen. A lot more patience. Patience and Adina. Whew, I never thought those two trains would ever meet. Patience. What happened? What caused the resurrection of Adina Howard and do a completely 360 on who you are today than where you were years ago? How would you describe?
And I won't ever. I do not suggest that anybody ever do that. Like, don't do that, because the minute that you pray for patience, then that's when your patience gets tested. Because the only way to get patience is, you know, and to grow in that area is to go through that area. You know, so that's why I'm so zen and patient, you know. But this journey is a process, and that happened to be my process. And one of the things that we all have to understand is when you're young, you're supposed to be ignorant and possibly arrogant, because most of us, when we're young, we are arrogant and ignorant because we think we know everything.
Right.
We done lived under the roof of a mama and daddy, grandmama, whomever raised us. We were sheltered. What we did inside of our home, we thought we could take outside of the house. We were not trained, conditioned, programmed, whatever you want to call it, to go out into the world and be somebody other than you. And so as you go in this life and you're going through your journey, being young, dumb, arrogant, and ignorant, and broke most of the time, you start to learn things and you go through things. How am I supposed to know anything if I have not journeyed? And where my journey was into where I am today, it's really in a split second, okay, I'm here. Now what do I do? I'm learning as I go along. And so the person that you knew was going through growing pains. And the person that you knew was getting used to life without specific guidance. So that's why you met that Adina Howard. And why you've met this Adina Howard is because hindsight is 20/20, and I choose to live in the light and not the shadow of my past. I am who I am, not who I was.
But damn, the shadow of your past was just incredible, my love. Lord.
Oh, and baby, when I tell you I get better with time, let me tell you, you think that bitch was incredible.
Jesus Christ.
Call on them, because you're going to need it. You're going to trust me when I tell you. It ain't over. Hey, hallelujah. It ain't over.
Woo. Man, Lord have mercy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Miss Adina Howard. Now, the last time I had you on the show, you mentioned to me that you're working on some new music, and it'll be out in 2019, which is, my God, just a couple months away.
Jesus Christ.
What can we expect from the new music in 2019?
Truth, transparency, growth, peace, light, love, purpose. You know, it's my story, and I'm going to open up as I always do. But this is going to, because I'm in a different space and because I've gone through different things in my journey. There's another side of me, another chapter in my diary that needs to be shared with you, and it doesn't necessarily need to be shared with you, but I choose to share it because I think my story just may help someone else.
It's interesting that you say that, because we kind of touched upon it a little bit the last time you were on. We're talking about becoming a motivational speaker. Is that still within your heart to still do something like that? Because your story is strong and it can motivate a lot of people to change their and turn their lives around. Is that something that you still want to pursue?
To be an inspiration is my soul's purpose. To be a blessing is my soul's purpose. And so, absolutely, I want to sow seed in people that will help them grow and manifest in ways where they are able to witness their greater selves. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to tear anyone down. I'm here to help retrofit them for the blessings to come. But they have to be willing to take in the seed, nurture the seed, give birth to their goals, their dreams, and manifest their reality however they choose. I'm just a messenger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. God, like I said, I told a lot of friends, I said, man, I'm still trying to get used to the new Gina Howard. I'm trying to.
Shadow comes out every now and again. That old she come out every now and again. I got to sit her ass down. But no. You've had your shine. Now I need you to sit back and allow me to take this light and share it with the world. You did your part. It's my turn now.
It's funny because a good friend of mine that I've known for over close to 30 years, and I said, have you ever been around a woman that you just seen just cuss somebody out? And when she's cussing this person out, it is a complete turn on. He said, no, Teddy Bear. I said, man, I'm going to tell you something. I was at this club and Adina got pissed off. She cussed. I said, I've never been more turned on and excited before. I said, you can cuss me. I'm fine.
So I can't with you. You've been around for way too long.
Yes, Lord. I said, boy. I said, just anything. You can call me what it
is. Man, my temper used to be, oh, my gosh.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Firecracker.
Hair trigger.
Absolutely.
Hair trigger. Looked at you the wrong way. You were ready to go off.
But you know what? You know what it was? I was bullied as a child.
Really?
And I think I was bullied as a child. So I think once I got to a point where I was like, fuck it, I'm done. I ain't doing this anymore. I came out blazing. And I'm spraying. So if you get in the way, you're going to get hit.
I said, geez.
Now I'm a sniper. You know, I'm about target now.
Okay.
When it's time to lay you down, I'm going to make sure you stay down.
Well, hey, like I told my son, I used to be a machine gun, but I'm more of a musket now. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all I got for you.
That's it. I'm cool.
Yeah, you know, as you get older, you relax.
Yeah.
You balance out. And it's like, oh, okay, good. I'm at a space now in my life where, you know, the simplest things don't annoy me. I have my idiosyncrasies. However, who I was is not who I am, and I'm a much better version of me today than I was yesteryear.
Well, your voice is still incredible. I can't wait to hear the new music or the new project in 2019. Have you come up with a working title for the album, and how many tracks have you completed?
Well, I have completed a few. However,
okay.
I had a title, but then I had this brilliant epiphany today. So
okay.
I'm going to wait to share that. You know, I'm a creative mind. I'm constantly in my head and things just manifest. And the interesting thing about that is when you meditate, it tends to come quicker. So, but there's an idea that I have. I'm going to run it past some people and get some feedback. But yeah,
okay.
You're going to be pleasantly surprised, as always.
Absolutely.
Because I always put my, you know, my soul into it.
Absolutely. Meditation. I know for me, as far as I, because it can get really hectic. I know when I get on meditation, for me, is turning off all the lights, turning on some music, and just kind of zone out. What kind of meditation do you do to just to kind of relax yourself, just completely just kind of lose yourself? Do you do yoga, Pilates, or you just kind of just zone off and do some cooking? What relaxes you after a long day?
Well, the first thing that I do in the morning when I'm not distracted is I get up and I sit up in my bed and I meditate. I do not leave my bed. I sit up and I just, because at that moment I'm just waking up, my mind is clear. I haven't been bombarded with the BS of the day.
Right.
So I sit up in my bed and I have to have silence. Silence is golden for me. I hear enough noise throughout my day. And so whenever I can have it quiet and I can hear the silence, that's what I would prefer. Because even that's deafening, but at least I can hear, you know, other things. And I sit there, and it's so interesting because as of probably about a month or so ago, I literally started getting high during meditation. It's the craziest thing to feel in the world. It's like, oh, snap, I just, ooh, that's nice. And it's so natural. There's nothing that can duplicate that. And it brings a peace over you. And it's really just about ignoring the outside world, ignoring what you think about yourself, what people have said about you, what you've said, all of that. It's just like let go. It's just letting go. And for me, I choose to give it all because I know at some point I'm going to have to pick it back up.
Right.
Because it's my cross to bear, not anybody else's. So I do that to give me the strength and the energy that I need to move forward.
You put so much energy in your live shows. How long does it take you to come down from that? I mean, that's a high, euphoric high in its own right. How long does it take you to come down from that?
It takes me a few hours because it starts way before the stage.
Right.
I still get nervous before a show.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I still get nervous, and so that energy is circulating through my body because it gets me through my performance and it gets me through meeting and, you know, people getting loved on and loving on people back. It's an energy that I have in order to give of myself. And so there's not ever a cutoff, so to speak. You know, I can't just turn it off and say, okay, I got enough energy, I'm good. It's whatever I'm filled up with, whenever my cup is filled, I give it out, and more often than not, I'm still operating from my overflow, so it takes a minute. It takes, I'll say about 3-4 hours, because I got to unpack. First of all, let's be clear. What people don't understand about me is I have to take Adina Howard off. Adina Howard does the makeup. She's all the persona that you see. When she's done, I get to clock out. I get to take her off. I take her off. I wash her off me and all the people that will own me for that evening. I wash all that down the drain. I'm like, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to give and to receive. Now I need to get them off of me.
Mm.
Her too.
Her too.
No.
Lord have mercy. My goodness. Remember, family. Now I'm a bugging, keep bugging you about this. When are you coming to Texas to perform?
I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna put it this way: if there's a booking agent out there that can book me in Texas, or if there's a promoter that wants top shelf entertainment and he's A-list, booking at adinahoward.com.
Okay, we're going to work on that. I got to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just put it out there. If you want it, then you look.
Let's make it
easy for them to come and get it.
There you go. Ask and you shall receive. Yes, Lord. We're going to make that happen.
Okay, hey!
The video that you made really threw me for a loop. Blasphemy.
Yay!
Yes. The lyrics were on point, but just the overall video concept was incredible. Who came up with the concept of the video? And the cinematography was great. Who came up with that?
A young woman, a sister by the name of Nikki Allen, producer director out of Los Angeles. Yep. I was introduced to her through someone that was on Twitter. And she asked if I was looking for someone to do videos. And I said, actually, I am. And she introduced me to Nikki, and it worked out. And we got that. Beautiful piece of art.
It really did, in the Black Angel Wings. I said, man, she had me a hello. I said, all right, yes, Lord.
That is what's up, yes.
The Black Angel Wings. I said, huh. I said, all right.
Mm-hmm. Honey, I am heaven sent.
Yes, you are.
This earthbound.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I know this.
Mm-hmm. Man, now the last time you spoke, you brought something to my attention that kind of blew me away when you told me that you were single, and I'm like, you know, I had that kind of Scooby Doo kind of. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, what? What's the? Do you still consider yourself, I don't like to use the term hopeless romantic, do you still consider yourself a hopeful romantic?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I loved about the experience with my ex-husband is that I grew from that.
Okay.
It was, even in the midst of the pain, I realized there was a purpose. Even in the midst of the tears, I was like, okay, that is nurturing and watering your garden, because you don't know it right now, but something beautiful and something blessed is going to come out of all of this. It's not for naught. It's not in vain. I heard your prayers. Some prayers I thank the Lord for not answering, and I thank the Creator for answering the prayers that were answered. Does that make any sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
I'm able to be a hopeful romantic.
Okay. So you haven't given up.
For what? Let me tell you something. Look, I am very ignorant in love. I'm very ignorant in relationships. You have to understand something. At the age of 21, on a global scale, I've been able to be, do, and have as I choose. The world was a buffet for me.
I know.
And so, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that me going into marriage for the first time, I would have loved for it to have been done right. But then I don't know what right is, because each marriage is customized to the people that are in it. And for me, it's like, okay, it is what it is. It is what it was. It is what it's going to be. And, you know, I learned from it. Now I can go back out there and be like, okay, I'm gonna get it right this time, because I know better. And I'm going to do better because of the knowledge.
Well, like I've always said, the man, it has to be a very particular, unique individual that comes in your life, really. We really gonna have to be unique. I'm just being honest.
I know.
He's gonna be really unique.
He's very strong, very confident.
Yes.
Self-esteem is crucial. Having a backbone, being a leader, but yet at the same time has mentors that will help create. You know, he's able to follow, so he can be that. You know what I mean? So right now I'm like, the only way to get that is to be that. Because like energy attracts like energy.
Without question.
So I can't ask for him to be ready and to be able to deal with X, Y, and Z if I'm not ready for him to be able to do and deal with X, Y, and Z. Because I can make it hard for a brother, and I know this. But why do that when I'm trying to make it easy for my goddamn self?
You know, it depends on what you. You know what? But it depends on what you consider being hard. I mean, the things is the me.
I used to just be an asshole. Seriously. Like, seriously. I told you I didn't know anything about. It was just about, okay, you're gonna come up off that ass, please and thank you. All right, let's go. moving
Let's
on.
Let's go. Moving on.
Right. So I mean, I didn't have to consider people's feelings. What? I didn't care about your feelings. I was F your feelings. Drop the pants. Thank you. Moving on. And now as I've gotten older, it's, you know, I want to get to know you because I want you to get to know me. Because there is substance behind all of this aesthetic.
Right.
Now.
Mm.
Thank God.
Woof.
I'm an asset now, not just an asset.
Yes, I understand, but Lord have mercy.
You're like, but I like the asset, though.
Man, I know that you would never do a reality-based television show about your life. I know that. Have you ever considered, as far as writing a book, because your life is incredible? Have you ever thought about that?
We're in the process of actually doing that now. I have a co-author.
Okay.
And we talk to, you know, and we move forward. One of the things that happens during the process of writing the book, I get therapy because she's a therapist. And so it's really just digging deep and uncovering some things and pulling up weeds and, you know, sowing seed and planting flowers. It's a whole, you know, restoration in the process of going through this book. And so we don't know when it's going to come out. We're hoping sooner than later, but we're allowing it to write itself because, again, I'm a vessel. And
yes.
This is about the purpose that I have, not about anything other than that. And please, you know, when it comes to reality TV, I wouldn't say never. What I will say is this. It needs to be from a perspective of respect, you know, uplifting and inspiring, because there's enough negativity, there's enough showing our young queens, our little princesses, a negative image of women of color, specifically, quote-unquote, black women.
Right.
You know, so for me, it's like it's about giving them a better image. And if that's what it's going to be, if I'm going to be on television, that's what it has to be.
Well, me personally, I would like to see them do a documentary about your career. The one I seen they did on Quincy Jones on Netflix, and also the one on Incredible.
I started watching it and I had something to do, but I just, like the first 45 minutes, I was just enthralled.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Incredible. Yes, incredible. So I can see something like that being done with you. And also another one that I would recommend to all the listeners out there was one that was done on Roxanne Shanté. Very good. Very, very good. So I would love to see something like that done from, you know, Adina Howard from being a child all the way to her adulthood and also the resurrection of where you're at right now in your career and in your life. When you started out, and I look at all the singers that came up in your era of music, and quite a few of them have fallen by the wayside, and here you are still standing tall, with social media being a great help as far as getting your music out there and everything. And at any time, do you ever just kind of take, because I know, like you said, you meditate, do you ever get an opportunity to just kind of sit back and look back where you were and where you're at today?
All the time, because I got to have these conversations with people like you, Teddy Bear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got to reflect. I got to reflect on a regular. So if I wanted to escape my shit, I can't.
But that's what makes it fun. Look, I'm going to tell you, the only thing that I'm disappointed in, you can cook your little hiney hoo-hoo off. And I thought for sure you were going to end up getting a show on the Food Network. What happened? Because I know you can cook. You love to cook. What happened?
It's all about divine time. It's not about my time, your time, or any other man or woman's time. It's about divine timing. And when it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. That's how I, you know, at this point in time, I live my life, because I recognize as long as I'm moving forward and doing what I'm supposed to do, God's delay is not a denial. But if it is a denial, it's one of the things I've also learned is man's God. What do they say? Man's rejection is God's protection. So for me, I'm looking at it like, okay, if it was meant to happen back then and the proper seed was sown, that would have come to fruition and I would have been living in that harvest. But that's not the case. And I'm okay with that because I know whatever's to come my way, it's meant for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, we need to plant some seeds and
get this harvest.
Get this harvest and get this crop moving. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, come on. There's so many different avenues that I know that you would be super successful in. I mean, it's incredible because, like you said before, there's definitely life outside of music, especially when you're dealing with a brand, because you are a brand. At the end of the day, what do you see yourself doing, or what do you see yourself trying to, I guess, take your brand to another level within the next year or so? How far do you want your brand to expand? Do you see yourself doing any more as far as movies, stage plays? I like to see you on big screen, my love, and do your thing. Do you see that happening?
Well, first of all, I ain't trying to do anything. I'm just doing. Let's be clear on that one.
People who try, more
often than not, just running their mouths and they talking.
There
talkers
you go.
Try. People who are accomplishing things are doing things.
Okay.
For me, whatever door is open for me, and it's up to me, of course, to walk through it, I'm going to walk through it. Be it cooking, be it movies, be it theater, be it a stay-at-home mom, wife, whatever the case may be, wherever my blessings lie and whatever that looks like, I'm getting it. I'm going to take it because it's my blessing. So for me, there are so many endless possibilities. And I don't have a limit because my God does not limit me. So wherever Indelible Enterprises and Adina Howard goes is beyond measure, and it's up to me. And trust me, my definition of success is exceeding my expectations and exceeding the success that I've already accomplished.
Lord have mercy. All right, my love. Hey, well, again, to all the listeners out there, to get all the latest updates, again, stop by Adina's official website. It's at www.adinahoward.com. You can also catch up with her and support her on her Instagram page. That's at instagram.com/TheRealAdinaHoward. Also on YouTube, Facebook, and also Twitter. Well, like I said, for me personally, I'm gonna do my end. I'm gonna make sure we plant some seeds so we can get this harvest grow. Because there's so many things that I would love personally to see you do that I know that you would just excel at. And I'm gonna be patient. I'm still working on my patience. I'm waiting until 2019 to get some new music from. Let me ask you this: When do you think I will be able to get my hand at least on one single so we can debut it here first?
I'm hoping sooner than later. We're definitely looking at first quarter. I can tell you that much.
Okay.
So, you're going to have to sit in the season of winter, hibernation.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when the season of spring comes, trust me, I'll have it in your hands, and you can go ahead and have it in your ears.
There you go. Hey, I'm waiting. It's the bare necessities of life, my love. We got to have that. We got to have some new Adina Howard music. But while we're waiting for that, be sure to pick up the latest album, of course, called Resurrection, and the latest single from that album, Nasty. Yes, Lord. It took me back to a much simpler time. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. My goodness. You know, it's funny. I went back to Los Angeles, and I see how things have changed. I mean, the hot spots that used to be there, and we used to call it Hollyweird, that used to be there are no longer there. And it's like, wow, it gives me yearning back on when things were much simpler. For you right now, you have a lot of artists out there. I've seen a lot of young female artists that really, truly look up to you, those that want to be mentored by you. If you could just sit down with them for 15 or 20 minutes and they said they wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit, what do you think would be some of the essential things that you would tell them to be a successful artist, not just in music, but just being a successful person in life overall?
Be about your business. Know your business. Be thorough about your business. Treat yourself like a brand. Your name ain't in all caps for a reason on your birth certificate. So you are a business. You are incorporated unbeknownst to you. So you might as well function as a business.
My own
LLC. It's a business
LLC.
Acumen.
Yes,
right?
Lord. My
you
own
know,
LLC.
It's a business acumen. Right. And look at yourself as establish an entrepreneurial spirit. It's very, very important, because when you choose to be an artist, you choose to operate within a different framework. It's a different structured system. It's not get up and go to work and come home from work, you're punching a clock. It's different. So you have to have a business acumen, but you also need to have self-discipline. Self-discipline is very, very important. Yes, you can get up for the most part when you want to get up, go to sleep when you want to go to sleep, and so on and so forth, but you need to develop discipline, because successful people are disciplined. So that's a couple of the things that I would tell them. And be true to who you are as a person. I get people have, you know, the best of intentions, but from what I've learned, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So
yes, Lord.
Be clear when it comes to direction. Where do you want to go? How do you want to get there? And stand fast in that. Be very much about, okay, this is what I want to do. Don't be so narrow-minded that you have tunnel vision. Allow some wiggle room for growth and some input. Because constructive feedback is not criticism. It's to help you grow, not to tear you down. So if what a person is telling you is building you up, take it as such. You'll know the difference. Your spirit will tell you whether they're, you know, you're being believed, whether it is or isn't what that's supposed to be. You know what I mean? So just go in there knowing what you want, how you want to do it. Be open for suggestions and feedback, business acumen, self-discipline, self-respect, and, you know, allow yourself to make mistakes. Because that's the only way you're going to grow, and that's the only way towards success is if you make mistakes. Because when you know better, you're able to do better. At least you should.
Without question. How important is it to have a strong team around you? And I'm not talking about a team of a bunch of yes people, but people that are going to be around you that care about you as a person and to help you to remain grounded and level-headed, because you know better than anybody else that an ego can get blown completely into another stratosphere. You get hooked up in this business when you're surrounded by a bunch of yes people that are telling you constantly how great you are.
Well, if you're the smartest person on your team, that's very dumb, because that you're not going to get anywhere. Because more often than not, you as an artist, you probably don't know much, because you're an artistic, creative person. So you need someone who's going to be able to properly guide you. And it's not just, you know, surrounding yourself with people who are going to have your back and so on and so forth. It's really about, again, developing business acumen. If you surround yourself with a lot of people doing a whole lot of nothing, you're going to end up with a whole lot of nothing. Input equals output. If you surround yourself with people who are intelligent, you know, they master their craft, and what they've mastered can actually help you get to the next level or the next step in the direction you're headed in, those will be the people that you want to put into your life, not people that, you know, are hoping, wishing, and praying just like you are. Because y'all just going to be hoping, there's going to be a congregation of people hoping, wishing, and praying. And you are the pastor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I don't need a whole bunch of Negro spirituals. I mean, I need some action. I need some
exactly
some movement.
Exactly.
I totally agree. I told when you have those kind of people around you, things can be a lot more easier and a lot more productive in your life as far as where you have the direction of your career is concerned. Well, you know me personally, I'll do anything for you, so that's not a problem. Like I said, on our end, we're going to do whatever we got to do to make sure we get you out of Houston, because I want to see you. perform. There's too many venues out here that would love to have you, especially out in Austin. Lord have mercy. You could kill Austin. You get an opportunity to play out there. So we're going to do our end. But in the meantime, again, family, be sure to purchase the new album, the latest album, Resurrection. It is available everywhere on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. Latest updates at www.adinahoward.com. My love, I love you to death. Whatever you need, hey, you
love
know.
Me to life.
Yeah,
don't
I'm
love me to death. Love me to life, honey.
I love you to life. Yes, with credit cards and checkbooks attached to it. Yes, love.
Hey, that is what's up.
You pay the cost to be the boss, my love, and you are definitely a boss, without question. Without question. Lord have mercy.
Thank you. You're such a nut.
I try to be.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I really wouldn't.
I just got to keep it real. Shaking but never stirred. Lord have mercy.
Oh, hey.
But it was, yeah, I have to. That's what's up. Much continued success to you. I love the new, quote unquote, Adina Howard. I yearn for the old one, but hey, that's my bear. So I might cross the bear, but I'm dealing the best way I can deal. So it's all right. It's all right. It's all
You're
right.
So foolish.
I'm dealing with the best.
I want to get turned on. You know, when you're cussing me out.
Yeah. Oh, come on now. Hey, my love. You were Cookie before there was Cookie. People need to understand. People truly need to understand. You were Cookie before there was Cookie. I said, hey, Taraji's just playing Adina. That's all she did. She's playing.
Wow.
He's playing Adina for real. I'm like, I said, you could have played that part and killed. I said, yeah, but she's been playing herself. So I'm like, hey, but I'm fine with that. I'm all right with that. But I did. The first time when people were telling me about the show, and I'm like, okay. And I said, who is this Cookie? And they got Taraji playing. So let me, I said, I'll be damned. That's Adina. I said, she could have. That's Adina. My boy was like, what do you mean? I said, that is Adina Howard. That's how Adina used to be. That's how she used to be. The way you see this whole character Cookie, I said, that's Adina. That's the way she used to be. I said, man, she was hell on wheels. I said, and I loved every minute of it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Wow. That is like the first for me. And I was like, now I got to look back and be like, oh, God.
I'm telling you. I mean, that's you. That is you.
Well, she's doing a very goddamn good job.
She's doing a very good job.
I receive that.
She's doing a good job betraying you, my love. Yes, she is.
I receive that. So, give me that cookie money.
There you go. She needs it. Let me get some of them residuals.
That
Taraji thing. My goodness. But look, much continued success. Much love to you. Again, I look forward to having you back on the show much sooner than later, especially when we get that new music out. Let me know. Even if like Grandma's Cookie, somewhat soft, not completely done, send it here. And we will definitely debut it here first. All right.
I so appreciate you.
Oh, I try to do, baby. I try.
Oh, no, you're doing it. You're not just talking. You're doing. I see you.
Speaking in fruition. Yes, Lord. I'm trying to make things better. That's what I'm trying to do. I keep saying trying.
I'm like, I keep seeing him, but he's just making it happen.
Hey, baby. I'm just making it happen. I'm trying to remain humble.
Well, pat yourself on the back and toot your own damn horn.
I can't do it.
Well, you know what? And you have to recognize your blessing and who you are. Because if you don't recognize the blessing in who you are, what's the point?
Oh, it would be so easy to do that, but I can't.
Well, I am divine, honey.
I know you are divine. Like, yes,
I am all of that because of the Creator that I serve. I am that I am because God is.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling extra sanctified right now. That's actually my whole. My studio board is just lit up with the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord.
Hey.
There we go. Everybody in the studio is looking at me like I'm crazy. Today. Hey, it is what it is. But that's all right. That's all right.
They're like, get her ass off the phone.
What you won't do for love. That's all right. I'm cool with
that's
it.
Right. Cool that's with right. After.
What you won't do for love. But much love to you, my queen. And safe trails. And I look forward to very, very soon having you back on air with us, okay?
Back at you, baby. Many blessings to you.
All right. God bless. My lady, the very talented Adina Howard. Lord have mercy. Woo! My goodness. If you only knew her. Oh, my goodness. It was a time. It was a fun time. 80s and 90s was a beautiful experience. But I digress. Let's take a quick do it, too. Got to pay some bills. Pay the cost to be the boss. Adina Howard. From her latest album, Nasty, of course, from the album Resurrection, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Making nasty, baby, making nasty. Through the night, till the early morning. Making nasty, baby, making nasty. Do the right, till the early morning. Making You know what you do. Gotta go, and it's not because I don't love you or anything like that, but the reason is just plain and simple. You see, girl, I'm not in love with you. I never had it, and I guess I never will, because you see, I can't get over my first love. That
had to take you back a little bit. Atlantic Star, My First Love. Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio, I want to send out a very special thank you to my queen, the one and only, Dina Howard. Lord have mercy, be sure to purchase her latest album, Resurrection, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.adinahoward.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. But follow her, support her on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/TheRealAdinaHoward, often imitated but never quite duplicated. Lord have mercy. Won't you join the teddy bear? Be back on the air live and direct this coming Thursday, October the 4th, starting at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, the West Side, always the best side, as we welcome former member of Blackstreet, Mr. Lenny Harold, as we have the pleasure of celebrating his new album, Cosmic. Yeah, definitely a beautiful thing. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by our official website. Yeah, The Zone. That's thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Again, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. And for those who missed the interview, it's all right, I got you covered. You can listen to the interview in its entirety. Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio. So all you have to do is pull up that app on your phone, type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you covered. Also, we're on iTunes, TuneIn, and also various other formats. We got you covered all the way around, but definitely tune in to the iHeartRadio broadcast to listen to the interview in its entirety. It's been a wonderful ride. I'm so glad that you allowed me into your world. I want to thank all the many loves and supporters who have gone out their way to tune in the negative or tune out the negative and allow the positive flow on this very, very therapeutic overcast Tuesday afternoon here in downtown Houston. Till we meet again, and while the teddy bear has to leave and go to transfer to his chocolate atmosphere, Lord have mercy. Got much love for you. My cup runneth over. And as in always, keep it soulful while you're here in the zone until we meet again on Thursday afternoon. Bios con Dios. Lord have mercy.